today. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and, well, to the right of me, I have my pretty little princess.
Yep, we discussed that. We like princess better than peach.
Okay, so pretty little princess.
Little, okay. Very skinny.
Petite.
Yes.
Yes, I like that. Folks, for those that are tuning in for the first time, I got to let you know that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. We are the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. We are the voice the pro-murders wish to silence. We are the patriots that the globalists despise, and we are them Americans, and welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends, and welcome to the show. We appreciate you tuning in to us. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. That is sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. I'm actually scrolling over there right now just to take a look as to what's going on. We got about 16,000 likes. Folks, we should have probably about 116,000 likes right now. But if you'd like to take some time, check out the upposts, the uploads, the videos that we do on a daily basis, weekly basis. We're constantly feeding this little monster that we have called the Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Folks, you can also check out my personal websites on Facebook, which is Bradley Dean Double E. Again, that's Bradley Dean Double E. Both pages are personal. One is more personal. The other one's a fan page, so you can like both of them if you would. And if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, you can do that as well, and that is Bradley Dean 1, again, Double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. And, folks, just to let you know that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And, well, why is that, pretty little princess?
Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. I just want to go over some highlights from this week. We had a great week. We actually did an event in River Falls, Wisconsin on Thursday, October 10th with the Wisconsin Constitutional Prayer and Action Group. We had a great evening. The people were locked in. In fact, we got a comment from Pat who said, thank you for coming to Kilcarney last night. Great presentation, but too short. They were locked in. I think they were sitting there for about 2 hours.
Too short.
Too short. Yeah, too short. That's the point is it was so good and her heart was so touched. She could have kept going.
Well, we hear that all the time.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is sometimes you can start telling people to get a little restless or they're kind of, you know, getting tired or whatever. I did not sense this from these people at all. They were just glued in, locked in. In fact, we had a great response from a veteran that came up to you after the program and said, I could hardly contain myself, tears in his eyes, because he sees that, you know, his buddies and the sacrifice that he made is not dying in vain in this ministry, and we're going out there to, you know, lift the flag back up and also pass the baton to the next generation.
Well, like John F. Kennedy rightly said, it's not, you know, don't ask what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. And that's exactly what these guys are willing to do. But when they see someone standing behind them and pushing the flag up in which they fought, bled, and died, in many cases, to ratify, they totally appreciate it. And that's, by the way, the very definition of a patriot is to uphold dying laws. And that is our job, America. Those veterans are paying the ultimate price, magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic. Well, so should we. And the way that we say thank you for our freedom is we live unto them who died for us. to give us that freedom.
Amen. And that's what we're teaching our posterity. Live for what these men and women died for, what they sacrificed for. And to the older generation, teach the young the price that was paid for their freedom. So it was a great night. Thank you out there to Wanda and Tim and Tom and all you guys out there. We appreciated it. Also, you've got your brand new WND article, which is awesome. It's called What is the Score? Is it Worth It? Now, I have to say, normally I mention the articles, but this has got a great video to it. It's awesome. For those of you sports fans and those of you that are into the quote-unquote big game, you really want to do, in all seriousness, take a look at this and see where your priorities are and get them straight.
I knew when it went out on WND, I knew when it went out it was going to be very convicting, and I knew I was going to get a backhand, but you know what? That's the ministry of the prophetic.
It's our job. You know, I was telling someone at the event, it's kind of like, you know, the alarm that goes off in the morning. It's that annoying, no one wants to hear that sound. I can do that again if you want me to.
I liked it.
It's kind of annoying.
It's kind of awkward coming from a pretty little princess, though.
That's
so we need
I'm very versatile, though. Okay,
you are. Yeah. Beep, a woman of many hats. I'm sorry. A woman of many crowns. What am I thinking?
You know, my name does mean crowned one. We've talked about that before.
Yes.
But it's a very good video. We're kind of like the alarm that's going off in the morning. No one wants to hear it, but it's necessary in order to get up, wake up, and go out and do what you got to do that day. But Darlene McGonigal said that was a good video and the truth. We need to be standing up and be heard as much as the ones that rant for their sports teams. Jesus Christ is our salvation and who is going to be there for us when no one else is.
That's right.
She says, I don't want to hear a sermon where the preacher is not anointed by the Spirit of the Lord. So that, I thought that was a great response from that actual.
It's a dead letter, and it's very damning. There's going to be a lot of preachers in hell that weren't anointed to preach because they're hirelings, not preachers.
And you can tell, you know, when people pray, sometimes there's just nothing on that prayer.
Yeah.
But when it's anointed, you get doused by the Spirit of God. It makes all the difference, which is the anointing, obviously.
And that's why they're going to reap twice the condemnation as well.
That's right.
Amen.
And also, I'd like to say, you know, nowadays it's so hard to find good DVDs, biblical educational material, and something that's also fun. I just like to say the My War documentary DVD set, it is great educational, biblical, foundational material, but it's so fun. And there's music videos, and it's great for all ages. But we had a response from Doug from the My War box set who said, I would recommend this for every household in America. That's what I said. Yep. That's what he said. Awesome set that's loaded with great information. I've watched this multiple times. We're talking five DVDs you've watched multiple times.
Yeah, it's a message, especially live from... Here's the gist of everything so you understand the prophetic ministry, okay? The prophetic ministry is you have to be a part of your message. Prophetic people act out their message. They are not just hearers of the word. They are definitely doers because once they hear, prophetic people have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do it, guess what you see? You see the Christ through that prophetic ministry.
Right.
And there's no getting away from it. And that's what people find. Every time that we do an event, it's like I just tell the young people, do what you want to do. Come up with the excuses that you want to come up with as to why you have to leave in 5 minutes or in 15 minutes. Friends, they don't ever leave in 5 or in 10 or 15 minutes. They always like, hey, man, come on, bring it back. Bring it back more. And that kind of brings back to my aide, Gina Loudon from Politichicks. She said one time, she said, Bradley, it was like I was wanting more of what you were saying. And this was after 2.5 hours of the message. That is the Spirit of Christ. And we talked a little bit about that yesterday on the radio. Go ahead and download the podcast, and you can go ahead and check out that message. But, friends, it very much is alive, and it's never, ever a boring message.
Never.
Never.
Captivated audience is the anointing.
Amen. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and I have to the right of me my pretty little princess. Folks, we're going to come right back, and as a matter of fact, we'll talk about the sports fans. Choose the big game or your freedom. We'll be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Now, hey, listen, I got a special guest in the studio with me right now. And he just happens to be the one that produces this show, well, 6 days a week. For the most part, he really does. He's 9 years old. He happens to be my son. Samuel, go ahead and say hello to 53 countries, please.
Hello, 53 countries.
Now, one of the things that we talk about quite a bit is this, the price paid for our freedoms, because that is the answer to America's dilemma. And in the way that you say thank you for what God has given you, friends, is you simply teach the younger generation as well, our posterity, how they are to respond to the sacrifice that's been given to them as well. And the way that you do that is you educate them in the ways that they should go. For example, Noah Webster said that every child in America should be acquainted with his own country. He should read books that furnish him with ideas that will be useful to him in life. And listen carefully, friends, in life and practice. As soon as he opens his lips, he should rehearse the history of his own country. So let's just get over to a little history, namely the Bill of Rights. And just let me ask you, this is all from memory, friends. And I am high-fiving my son for knowing the foundations. I am high-fiving my son, friends, for knowing and honoring the Constitution of the United States of America, as well as, of course, the Ten Commandments, which is based on common law in this country. And we all know, again, friends, for those that listen to the radio show on a daily basis, you derive your rights from your Creator, not from the state. As a matter of fact, it was John F. Kennedy that said, "Think not that the state, through their generosity, has given you your rights. Because it's not the state that gives you your rights." He said, "Your rights come from the hand of God," said John F. Kennedy. He's exactly right. That man apparently understood and took the time, because he understood, he took the time to read the founding documents, and that's where his understanding came from. So just give me a couple. Let's go to the Bill of Rights really quick, honey. Let's go to Article 1. Give me Article 1 from memory.
All right. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Okay, so this is all for memory. This is in your heart. Okay, now, and when you have this in your heart, you took the time to read these finding documents. And, Buggy, what do you see more than anything across the country? When we see veterans, what do?
We always thank them
and
for
how
their
do
service.
We, okay, and give me a couple of your experiences. Give me one, for example, just from the last event we did in Wisconsin.
Yeah, when I usually tell the veterans thank you, they almost kind of get watered up, as it usually happens, but they usually say thank you for telling me thank you.
Yes.
So, yeah.
It's pretty cool, isn't it? And it's pretty cool that you've taken the time to thank them by, again, knowing your founding documents, by being able to recite these. Here, give me Article 10.
All right.
How's that one working out for you?
I haven't done these in a while. I know them. I just sometimes have a little trouble on them.
You what?
Sometimes I have a little trouble on them.
Okay, no, that's okay. Because you know what the bottom line is I'll take some time, and I'll just go back over to Article 10 for you. And if I can, here, give me this one. Give me Article 2.
Okay, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
That's right. And so not be infringed means what? It means shall not be violated by the government. And so when I go over to Article 10, friends, which I am there right now, it says the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. I'm just going to throw one more at you. Give me Article 3.
Article 3. Okay, no soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without
That's
the
right.
consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law.
Okay, so if we look at the seedbed, which is the Declaration of Independence, and we go back to our Creator, and we find out that our rights come from our Creator, we have to understand the lawgiver's government. We have to understand His law. So let's go to the Ten Commandments really quick. What's the first commandment, Sam?
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Okay, what's number 3?
Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
Number 7?
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Number 9?
Thou shalt not lie.
I like this one. Number 5?
Honor thy father and thy mother.
Maybe that's why I like it. Now give me number 10 and then we're done.
Thou shalt not covet.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you very much. I just think it's that important, friends. And Scripture tells us over and over again that we're to diligently and vigilantly teach our children. We are to vigilantly teach our children their foundations. And we're to teach them the moral law of God and exhibit through teachings, friends, by them emulating us. As we follow Christ, they follow us. That's the best example for our children. And so in saying that, it's so important to the Lord. How many times do you think he had to recite it to his people? Hey, listen, it's this important. Show them. As a matter of fact, read Deuteronomy 11 when you get some time, friends. But it's that important. And again, how do we say thank you to Jesus Christ for his sacrifice? Well, we learn the laws of God, God's government, and we live for what he died for. It's that simple. And so in saying that, friends, thank you again, Buggy. I really appreciate it very much. Thank you for jumping on the air with me. You know, one of the things Stephanie brought up right on the during the first segment here was sports fans choose the big game or freedom. And I told the crew here, I said, when I do this article, I know what kind of a response I'm going to get. It's not going to be a very good one because I'm going to nail people right between the eyes with who their God really is. Case in point, did you know that America's sworn enemies have stated that the American people's God has now become sports? So attack, and friends, I respond with, and attacking they are. Let me say it again. Why is America under attack? America's sworn enemies have stated that the American people's God has now become sports. So attack, and attacking they are. So let me say this, sports fans. Let me ask you the question, and here's my question that I have for you. What was the score to last week's football game between your favorite teams? What was the score to last week's football game between your favorite teams? Or how about last week's score between your favorite baseball teams? Next, I ask you, have you been paying attention to the fact that America is under attack on a daily basis by this administration, both from within and from without, through foreign infiltration, corruption, and chaos is the fruit at every turn? Read Psalm 9:17 when you get a minute. What can you answer more accurately, I ask? The score from your favorite teams or the resolve to America's dilemma concerning corruption within? In essence, I'm saying righting the wrongs. I'll say that again. What can you answer more accurately? The score from your favorite teams or the resolve to America's dilemma concerning corruption within? Again, Lane, to your responsibility, in essence, righting the wrongs. Is it not foolish for the American people on a daily basis to continue to magnify the crimes committed against them in the face of tyranny? Does that not sound like a bunch of cowards? Yes, it does. I'll say it again. Is it not foolish for the American people on a daily basis to continuously magnify the crimes committed against them in the face of tyranny? Look at how bad Obama is. Look what Obama's doing to us today. Oh, can you believe what Obama's administration is doing? Did you see what Obama's doing to Israel today? Did you see Obama attacking Christians today? Did you see what Obama did concerning our veterans? Did you see that he shut down the World War II memorial? Yes, and he did it on purpose. He did it on purpose because he's showing you that he meant that he wanted to fundamentally transform your country. That means attack your foundations, and attack your foundations he is doing. But how weak do you look when you complain about what you tolerate, friends? And I say this because I love you, America. I love America. I love America. I love her. I love her so much. Does it not sound ridiculous that we have all of our conservative friends complaining about what Obama is doing? America, you are tolerating Obama committing crimes against your constitutional republic so far as to sitting down on your morals while he is attacking your World War II veterans who fought, bled, and died to give you, and him, by the way, the right to be there in the first place. But he didn't earn the right to violate those that gave the sacrifice to give him the right to destroy. If the American people were so thankful for what God gave them and what the veterans sacrificed for them, this man would have been removed, impeached, and he had been legally charged for his crimes against we the people long, long ago. Everybody knows he's there illegally. Everybody knows he's committing crime on a daily basis, him and his administration. But folks, what is it? Do you know the score of last week's games? Or do you know how to right the wrongs by standing up and fighting for what God gave you? Because the only way that you're going to preserve what God gave you is by fighting for it, friends. There's no other way, and you're not going to get out of it. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk about this again. Choose the big game or your freedoms.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorney. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The half-hour mark already for the first hour this Saturday. Cloudy and rainy in the state of Minnesota. I mean, it is cloudy and majorly rainy right now. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Folks, right before the break, again, we were talking about sports fans. Choose the big game or your freedoms. And I shared with you that America's sworn enemies have stated that the American people's God has now become sports. So attack, and attacking they are. And I submitted a couple questions to you as to, well, can you tell me last week's football game between your favorite teams? Can you tell me the score? Or how about last week's score between your favorite baseball teams? And then I asked you the question, have you been paying attention to the fact that America is under attack on a daily basis by this administration, both from within and from without? And by the way, friends, when you want to do a little homework, you can find out that the father of our Constitution, James Madison, was the one that said, If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the disguise of fighting a foreign enemy. And what is it? I mean, you have an administration that is literally, friends, you have an administration that is literally fulfilling prophetic scripture under the curses and judgments of a just and a holy God. Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. Literally fulfilling them. Entertaining your sworn enemies in the White House. But we all have time for our favorite sports teams, don't we? And folks, then I ask you, what can you answer more accurately? The score from your favorite team? Or the result to America's dilemma concerning corruption within? You know, it's also interesting, friends. Just track with me. Because these bunny trails are priceless. You know, Scripture tells us in the book of Hebrews 11 that they've obtained a good report through what? Faith. How come we're always talking about what needs to get done rather than what has been done? Why does America magnify the problem rather than magnifying the law unto judgment so we can have peace and established righteousness? Why is it that we always have it upside down, friends? I'll tell you why. Because we have left off God's commandments. And America has taken them as suggestions. And then they console themselves, they deceive themselves into believing that they're Christians when they say, after the football game, I'll go do this. Or after the baseball game, I'll go do this. And then the third point that I made was, is it not foolish for the American people on a daily basis to continue to magnify the crimes committed against them in the face of a tyrant? And let me remind you something about how small this criminal is, friends. One of the tactics of the Saul Alinsky student, by the way, those that thank Lucifer, they literally do, rules to radicals and rules for radicals, I apologize. Barack Hussein Obama is a student of Saul Alinsky who thanked Lucifer. One of the tactics is to make the enemy believe that you're a lot bigger than you really are. Do you know that if you go back to the Hitler days in the 30s, did you know that there was nothing behind Adolf Hitler? He destroyed 6 million of his own people that did not agree with his political ideologies, his crimes, in other words. He killed 6 million of his own people, then he killed 6 million Jews, gypsies, and dissidents. There was nothing behind Adolf Hitler, friends, except deception and the use of fear and oppression. What is the state-run media doing today? The same exact thing. Hey, folks, the prince of the power of the air is a liar. He does not know how to tell the truth. Neither does this administration. Neither does this administration. Yesterday I had shared with you, friends, how someone had posted on Facebook that hell was empty. And then it says right under that, the devils are here, and then it has a picture of the White House. That was William Shakespeare, by the way, that said that. Hell is empty, and all the devils are here. Well, they took and they posted a picture of the White House. Well, everybody, well, friends, well, patriots, well, conservatives, well, Christians, well, Americans, well, friends outside of the United States of America, now we know what the enemy is doing, but what are you doing to bring about the resolve? I shared that America has become, man has become so smart. I am again, I stand corrected for the way I just said that. Whoa. Man has now become so smart, he knows how to kill his brother with a bigger bomb, a better bomb. The military has become so brilliant. I mean, they are so much smarter than the things that God has bestowed upon us, friends, that they know how to kill masses by dropping bombs on people. They have guns where they can kill more people a lot quicker. Isn't that great? Listen to the genius of man without the Spirit of God. Kill his brother. Rather than love his brother, kill his brother. Look at how smart we're becoming, friends. And what does history teach us? History teaches us that we destroy ourselves, and countries are destroyed, and then we always return back to the God that we should have never left in the first place. Hey, don't shout me down, friends, but you know it's true. If you want something to work, you don't do it the way your enemy tells you to do it. And that's exactly what you're doing. Are you taking orders from a criminal administration, friends? Because I'm seeing more and more and more and more people all across this country saying no to Obamacare, no to Obama and his administration, no more of his crimes. I'm seeing more of it all the time. That's a patriot. That's a real Christian. But everybody always pays attention to the squeaky wheel, right? And I'll tell you why. You know why people succumb to the fear? Because they want to. You want to know why they succumb to the oppression? Because for the most part, they want to. They've allowed it to go so far that they have painted themselves in a corner now that they have no choice but to submit. It's a good thing our forefathers did not think that way, friends. They called upon the God of Israel, and we know our forefathers, friends, by the good report that they've obtained through faith. How do I know that? Because 237 years later, we're still on the same foundations that they laid. Where are the patriots? Where are the Christians, friends? We hear much from the conservatives and talking heads about patriotism, but friends, let me ask you the question. What is a patriot? Again, patriot is defined in Webster's 1828 dictionary as one who loves his country and zealously supports and defends its interests. Stephanie had brought up during the first segment, friends, I had a veteran just this last week, 2 days ago, in Wisconsin, a packed house, friends. A veteran walked up to me. He put his hand in my hand. His name was Jim Phillips. I will not forget him. Folks, he was shaking. He was on the verge of completely breaking, bawling. Why? Because he's so thankful. And by the way, that was the fruit and the power of the Holy Ghost. He said, I could barely contain myself during your speech. I know. The Holy Ghost is awesome, isn't he? He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever, isn't he? He's powerful, isn't he? See, he's God. He's a part of the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. He's been sent down from heaven to preach the good news to those that are dead in their sins and those that are thankful for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He could barely contain himself, he said. We filmed this. Powerful. Hey, friends, let me say this to you, especially you younger generation. The veterans have already paid the price. They've already done their job. It's our turn. Let me say it this way. It's our turn to respond now. They already have. It's our turn to lead the way. It's our turn to call upon the God of heaven in Jesus' name. It's our turn to prove the God of heaven that longs for men to prove who He is in this earth as it is on as it is in heaven. It's our turn. You know what they said of George Washington? He coined the definition perfectly when he said, deeds, not words. He got that from Jesus, 1 John 3:18. My little children, let us not love in tongue or in word, but in deed and in truth. By this our hearts are assured before Him. As a matter of fact, of George Washington, the first president of the United States, he was also, it was said of him, that he was also first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. Let me say that again. This is of George Washington. He was first in war. He was first in peace. By the way, friends, you're not going to have peace without war. That's why when you see on the side of cop cars, it says, peace officer. He's there to enforce the law against crime. George Washington was first to magnify the laws of God unto judgments to establish peace and righteousness. And he was first in the hearts of his countrymen. How couldn't he be? Because his countrymen were so thankful for George Washington's sacrifice. But again, instead of the American people taking responsibility for what they've been given, namely a gift called freedom, at such a terrible price through war and bloodshed, they care more about the big game and are content for the most part to be entertained out of their freedoms. Oh, Bradley, I just can't handle listening to this anymore. Why? If you love the truth, you love the message. If you're in the war, you're looking for those that are allied with you so you can finish what you started to give unto your posterity what somebody gave unto you. Man, hang on with me, friends. We're going to continue this vein, this discourse. Choose the big game or your freedoms. Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Folks, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about sports fans, choose the big game or your freedoms. It's time for the American people to quit complaining about what they are tolerating through this criminal administration, and criminal they are. Now, friends, before I get to that, I would ask that you would consider supporting this ministry. We hear on a daily basis. We get feedback constantly from you good people out there, and we appreciate it. We got to tell you, if you can take it a little bit further and support the cause, you're keeping us out there. I'm going to be out in Virginia coming up next month. Hopefully, we're going to be doing a high school. I'm going to be partaking with a larger ministry to do some stuff at a college and another high school out there as well. And in the process, I'll be going to a law school. I've actually had a couple invitations from professors. Now, friends, they can bring the intellect, and I appreciate them. These are my brothers at arms. I mean, I'm talking about spiritual arms here, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. But in saying that, I'm being called up by these professors. Folks, I'm a preacher. You can't counterfeit the anointing. Because it's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. And I am a preacher first and foremost before I'm anything else. I'm God's business. I'm consecrated to Him. He is my inheritance. I am His inheritance. And in saying that, I think people are beginning to realize not only can we bridge the gap between the older generation and the younger generation, and only, of course, again, that's the John the Baptist ministry, the prophetic ministry. But in saying that, we're turning the hearts of the fathers back to the children. And people are beginning to see that, and I really appreciate that. So in saying that, we're going to be called up. We're going to be going out to Virginia. It looks like we may be going back to the East Coast again next month. But, friends, I'm telling you what, it costs money to do just that. And if you could consider supporting this ministry, we are a 501c3. We'd greatly appreciate it. And if you'd like to do just that, please give us a call at 1-866 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, and or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and donate online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, friends, if you're looking to do an event, you'd love to have the Sons of Liberty to be a part of what you're doing out there. If you're in the United States, do give us a call again, and we'll consider what we can do. Folks, we're being called. We're being literally pulled in every direction right now as to, you know, Las Vegas. We're being called from California, from the East Coast, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Texas, Florida. We spent a lot of time in Florida. And, folks, we are doing this stuff because we're, again, turning talk radio into do radio because, to be quite frank, I'm tired of the talk. I want to see some action, and I want to see some resolve because I want to offer hope to our posterity. I want them to have a future and a hope. And in saying that, the only way that I'm going to be able to give them or offer them hope is by living for what God bestowed upon me. And I want to tell you what hope is. Hope is responding to the truth that God has given us. And John Quincy Adams said this best. He said, do all that you can do. And he said, leave the results up to God. And that's exactly what we're doing. I have hope for the future. I know from my Heavenly Father what His Word says as to how to deal with issues at hand on this earth as it is in heaven. And I am trusting because I'm not trusting the arm of the flesh. Cursed is that man. I'm trusting in the Spirit of the Most High God. The judge of all the earth will do that which is right. If you remember right, Scripture tells us that God said to His friend Abraham, I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. So I'm looking for the blessing of the Most High God. And He also said in the book of Micah, He said, does not my word do good to them that walk uprightly? Well, I ask by the grace of God and by the work of the Holy Spirit through regeneration and renewing of that Holy Spirit to create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me that I might be found worthy and be found in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, His Son, so that He would answer me in power, because when I understand that He does answer me in power, you know what Scripture tells me? And I've seen it time and time again. The God of David, the God of Moses, the God of Gideon, the God of Joshua, the gates of hell shall not prevail. He told the church to dispossess, not to be dispossessed. You understand? Dispossessed. That means to drive out previous occupants and possess in their place. Well, we're already here. So the only thing we need to do is deal with the crime at hand. But we first need to know God's government, and then we need to know our own government to right the wrongs. So again, if you'd like to partake and you'd like to support, we would appreciate greatly your partakings. 1-866-233-0747, or again, go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and donate. Again, friends, we appreciate it very much. Now, aside of that, let's get back to what we were talking about. And folks, I also want to say this. Listen, I know that when I'm talking to my friends on the Sons of Liberty, that you are a lover of the truth. And we understand what real truth does. Truth demands a response. And you also understand that if we are going to bring about resolve the way that we have to do it, we don't tolerate it. And in this particular case, in this country right now, we see a criminal administration attacking we the people in the 312 million ratio. And folks, it looks pretty weak. It looks like a weak people that claim that these colors don't run when they allow a tyrant to attack a World War II veteran memorial. I mean, folks, that is going after your hide. If that does not make you indignant, nothing will. I want to remind you that during World War II, they said that there was not a household in America that did not feel loss. He is attacking your veterans. And let me take it a step further. Do you also realize, friends, that this administration does not only not have the right to break the laws of our constitutional republic, but do you realize the veterans that have fought, bled, and died that are 6 feet under the ground, do you realize that they also fought, bled, and died fighting against tyranny that you are tolerating through this administration on a daily basis? They fought against this tyranny overseas, friends, that is now in the White House. And let me remind you, I'm talking about lawfully and peacefully can we deal with this criminal administration. Impeachment. And then hold him accountable for the laws that have been violated against we the people. Not, oh, just let him be impeached. Oh, we'll just let him go. No, then you embolden the tyrants to do it again and again and again and again. And that's why they continuously do it again and again and again and again. Folks, are the American people now so preoccupied with watching men that have spent thousands of hours and millions of dollars fighting over a pig ball in tights? This is called priority. Your freedoms are stolen away right under your noses, but a football game is more important, or a baseball game? Read Isaiah 59. What's more important, friends, the big game or your freedoms? Don't forget about the 4,000 babies a day that are aborted, murdered. Oh, and by the way, this administration called for it over 241 times. This criminal in office also, not only did he vote 241 times to make sure babies were murdered in the womb, he also wanted to make sure there was a second doctor in the abortion clinic to make sure that if the baby came out alive, that baby would be snuffed out by the second doctor. Oh, and do tell your black friends and your Hispanic friends that the Obama administration, through Planned Parenthood, is looking to eradicate the Hispanic and the Negro race. Hey, friends, just saying. Just ask Margaret Sanger. Do a little homework, friends. Who's the greatest advocate to Planned Parenthood? And here's another thing. Let's just get this right out of our minds. Let's dispel all of these lies, friends. The black community doesn't support Barack Hussein Obama the way the state-run media wants you to believe he does. And they do. They don't. Or the Hispanic people. Because if they did, then why is he looking to legalize and give license to illegals in Mexico to come to America? If he had all of that support. He doesn't have the support. But the state-run media has deceived you into believing that they do. Friends, they only get away with what you let them get away with. And as long as they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, do they? Nope, think. Think. You have to think, America. How is this guy getting away with? This is a great question. How is this guy getting away with all that he's getting away with? How is this administration committing crime after crime, violation after violation? How is he getting away with committing these atrocities on the American people? The American people are letting him do it! I'm not talking about the truckers that gone to D.C., no sir. Hey, toot, toot! I'm all for you truckers going to D.C. saying you've had enough. We're on the same side. What about the millions of people that just got back from D.C. Standing against tyranny again? We're on the same side. What about all you veterans that are saying, yes, sir, Bradley, we stand behind you 1%, 100%. I say, yep, we're on the same side. What about you real Christians that understand what the Word of God says? Nope, we're on the same side. We are patriots because we are magnifying the laws that men fought, bled, and died to give us. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. End of first hour. Hold over, friends. We got much more to come at hour two. Sons of Liberty Radio.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.